Watchers, it's Jack here for Expedition Sasquatch, the world's number one guaranteed best top podcast about killing Bigfoot. Now, listeners, we're going to get to killing these here Bigfoot soon, but I got a problem. See, gas has gotten real goddamn expensive, and I drive a truck. I'm a southern gentleman of a certain age, and driving a truck is just about, I would say it's an obligation on a social level around these parts to operate a truck and have that be my main mode of transportation. Now, my boyfriend Skippy, he drives a Prius. He's from Colorado, so ain't no one gonna give him too much trouble about it. You know, he don't know no better. It's a southern thing. But with gas being as expensive as it's done got, I've been riding around in Skippy's Prius. Listeners, I was not prepared for the shame that would be loosed upon me. I live in a pretty progressive town, as far as small towns in the North Georgia mountains go. No one ever gives me any damn trouble when Skippy and I ride around in my Toyota. But I get out of a Prius in the parking lot of the LJ Coffee House one dang time, and six different people done hurled slurs at me. They called me a hippie. They told me to go back to Greenpeace. One person asked me if I was poor. Listeners, I am poor. I spent all my money on this new Bigfoot research facility, and it's losing me so much dang old money, I had to start sharing the space for it with a group of local weirdos that make stuff. They call themselves the LJ Makerspace, and they were very grateful for me to offer them up some space in my facility. But even with that, with as much as gas prices are right now, I could barely afford to think, damn inflation, much less get any restarts done. Don't get me started on the price of ammunition. I can't bring myself to cut back on my squatching activities, but I also cannot abide the people with whom I have chosen to share my town calling me a hippie. So I have made an executive decision, a choice. I have taken control of the situation. Well, at least I will. Y'all remember a few years back, way back when I got stuck up in Maryland for a few weeks? I ended up attacking one of them there tube head with a crew of Toms, what were cryptid hunters down in Natural Bridge, Virginia. You can find the details of that escapade in episode 5, titled of Escape from New York. I've stayed in touch with Tom and Thomas and Tim and the rest of the tubehead hunters at the time since. And they even hid me from law enforcement when I was on the run from the FBI after I escaped from prison using ancient magics and arcane wisdom that I borrowed from Skippy. So, anyhow, as it turns out that there's a used car lot in South Virginia, about halfway between here and Tommy's house, which sells these little, they call them key trucks, or sometimes tuk-tuk trucks, tuk-tuk trucks, I don't know, I like tuk-tuk truck. Anyhow, they look like trucks, but they're teeny-weeny, and they average about 50 miles per gallon. Tommy done found me one that's been painted camouflagey and has a big old spotlight mounted on the top of it. So, yeah, I'm gonna drive up to Christiansburg, Virginia to pick up this truck. I'm gonna take Skippy, and we're gonna have ourselves a nice little road trip, a little romantic getaway. And I'm just praying that I don't see anyone I know on the way up there. We're gonna buy this mini truck, and we will finally find and kill Bigfoot. Today's episode is brought to you by LJ Coffee House. They make a damn good cup of coffee, even if they do make fun of me when I drive my Prius. I heard rumor from the fine folks at LJ Coffee House that they'd be selling the Expedition Sasquatch Bigfoot Brew on their website starting on June 15th, 2022. If you want some Bigfoot brew coffee, head over to LJCoffeeHouse.com and tell them that Jack from Expedition Sasquatch done told you to buy some of this here coffee. If you don't like it, mail the unused portion to Expedition Sasquatch at 54 Kicker Street, LJ, Georgia, 30450. You won't get a refund or anything. I just love it. If you don't want it, it'd be better if it didn't go to damn waste. I hate car rides, listeners. I hate them. This is torture. The car's so damn quiet because the electric motor. All I can hear is the sound of the other drivers judging me. This thing doesn't even shake, don't vibrate until you hit like the little side lumps off the yellow line there a little bit. Feel like you're floating. It's disorientating as a motherfucker. We've been in this car for approximately 10 million years. And according to the GPS, we've got another 4 hours to go. And I just can't imagine anything I want to do less than sitting in this car for another 4 hours. Oh. But at least I'm here with Skippy. Skippy told me to record something so I'd stop scowling at all the passing cars. But now I'm scowling at passing cars while I'm recording. Don't look at me, you little shit. You better play that there, Game Boy. I see you. GPS says we're in Tennessee. Parts of Tennessee are nice. Very nice. Very picturesque. I wish we were in those parts. This is not those parts. It's just miles and miles and miles of empty fields and solar panels. Just the same landscape over and over. Just reminded me of the ennui of our existence. The infinite boredom that gets us from A to B of every damn... Oh my God! Stop the car! Stop the car! Pull over! Pull over! That's it! That's Bigfoot! Oh. Skippy, that's Bigfoot. Pull over. I saw him. Oh, hold on. Let me get my rifle. Oh, shit. Wow, this thing's so quiet. I didn't even know we stopped. All right. Hold on. While I'm on the subject of coffee shops, let me just take a minute to say that the LJ Coffee House is more than just a coffee house. They sell records and books and even weird little action figures. They sell meditating Bigfoot toys. I asked them to stop, and they refused. And honestly, the toy is kind of cute. Bigfoot does not meditate, however. And he is not cute. He is my sworn enemy, whom I will fell in single combat. But the toys are cute nonetheless. And there's one that kind of like waddles across the table. Very, very awesome. Anyhow, their toys are provided by a group called Mountain Town Toys, who run a website called the MountainTownToys.com. They make some toys there, too. And I'm trying to talk them into making an action figure of me, Jack the Squatch Killer. Maybe we can get some of that Stretch Armstrong material, that magic NASA stuff. Give them some big-ass muscles with what to wrestle a squatch to death with. You'd buy a stretchy Jack the Squatch Killer Armstrong Squatch Killer action figure, right? Yeah, probably not. But I think they should make them anyway, so I can make one chase and kill and wrestle and grapple and hug and caress all the Bigfoot toys at LJ Coffee House. Listeners, we are pursuing Bigfoot on foot through the roadside abomination that is Gatlinburg. I will absolutely kill me a Bigfoot today. There will be blood. God damn it. Well, listeners, we chased Bigfoot until nightfall, but we never did catch up with him. But now I'm sitting pretty in my brand new squatch hunting mini truck, making the slow drive back to Georgia. This thing has a top speed of roughly 65 miles per hour, at which point it begins to shake violently. It makes some genuinely worrisome noises at basically all times, and my 6'3" frame makes the cab of the vehicle seem cartoonishly small, as if I'm packed in like a sardine. But I tell you guys, every listener out there, I love this damn thing so much. Every shake is a reminder that I'm alive. It's the best damn truck I've ever owned, and it's not just because it gets 50 miles to the gallon. See here, listeners. Skippy had the folks at LJ Makerspace make a brand new logo for us up here at Expedition Sasquatch, and unbeknownst to me, he had it emblazoned upon the door of my truck. My heart is filled to the brim with love for dear Skippy. You can find a photo of this wonderful sign of care and passion and an understanding of my deep needs as a person. You can find a photo of what it looks like at expeditionsasquatch.org/blog. That's blog with two G's, the American way. Anyhow, listeners, it's going to take me several hours to get back home, and I do need to stop off in Gatlinburg and leave some of those enrichment puzzles for any passing Sasquatch that might find their way out there. So I should probably end this recording here. Until next time, this is Jack the Squatch Finder, eventually killer, and I have a neat new pickup truck. Good night and happy hunting.
Expedition Sasquatch is recorded in front of a dead studio audience. It's available to you under a Creative Commons CC BY SA license. Our theme music is Peaceful Henry by the Heftone Banjo Orchestra. Your radio announcer is me. The voice of Jack is Josh Allen. This episode produced by Connor Buchanan and written by Andrew Roach. Find us online at expeditionsasquatch.org, lajmakerspace.org, lajcoffeehouse.com, mountaintowntoys.com, spaceageideas.com. You get it. We're everywhere.
For me to offer them up some space in my research for us up here at Escobition.
Have you ever wondered where the sun goes at night? I used to wonder.